You're listening to SBS News.
On Sunday evening, a large throng of Alexei Navalny's supporters braced below freezing temperatures as they gathered outside Moscow's Vnukovo airport ahead of his return home. The crowd chanted Navalny as they waited for the 44-year-old to arrive from Germany, where he has spent the past 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning. Mr. Navalny accuses the Kremlin of orchestrating the attack, though it has repeatedly denied any involvement. His return to Russia sparked a major police operation at the airport, with riot officers deployed and metal barriers erected. A string of protesters, including Navalny ally Lyubov Sobol, were detained. The crowd chanted shame as she and others were dragged away. Curtin University's Russia expert Alexei Moraviov says while the Kremlin tried to downplay Mr. Navalny's return, authorities took steps to ensure they would not be met with large-scale public support.
It's been announced that Navalny were to be greeted by hundreds, if not thousands, of his supporters, and officials were making it quite clear that they're not going to allow mass gatherings, blaming it on COVID and obviously people's safety concerns, etc. And as a result, as we now know, the flight that took Navalny back to Moscow did not land in its home port.
Mr. Navalny's flight was rerouted at the last minute. Instead, he landed at a different airport in Moscow. Still, his journey home was documented by journalists who had boarded his flight in Berlin. Mr. Navalny told reporters on the plane he was not afraid to return to Russia.
What a flight. Hi to everyone. I would like to say great thanks to Germany and to you. I hope that we will accomplish our flight and I'm sure everything will be absolutely great. I'm very happy today. I feel great and it gets better every meter I get closer to Russia.
His wife and activist, Yulia Navalny, who was also on board, ordered a celebratory drink.
Hey boy, bring us some vodka. We are flying home.
Amid the optimism, one reporter asked whether Mr. Navalny was concerned he could be arrested upon his arrival in Moscow, as Russian authorities had warned.
Me? I'll be arrested upon arrival? It's impossible. I'm an innocent man.
But the Kremlin made good on its threats. Mr. Navalny was detained almost immediately after landing. In a statement, Russia's penitentiary service said Mr. Navalny had been wanted since December 29, 2020, for repeated violations of the probation period. It added that he would be held in custody until a court hearing later this month. Mr. Navalny is accused of violating a suspended prison sentence for embezzlement, though he's always maintained the 2014 case was politically motivated. He also faces three other criminal cases, those two he says are politically driven. Mr. Moraviov says Mr. Navalny had little choice but to return to Russia if he wanted to continue his political career.
If he were to stay and remain in political exile in the West, his value as a political figure, as an active politician, would gradually depreciate. It would actually gradually lose its significance and lose its weight. I mean, Navalny can only be Navalny when he is at home, when he is in Russia, making headlines.
Mr. Navalny had been hoping for success in parliamentary elections in September, but Mr. Moraviov says that will all depend on the outcome of the hearing.
So that when the hearing will be put in place, it will determine whether Navalny will remain in custody or not. The other point that needs to be taken into account, whether his so-called criminal record, Navalny disputes that it's a fabricated case or a political case, but if he has a formal criminal record, that may prevent him from actually running or contesting for the parliamentary elections, because there are clauses in the Russian Constitution that prevent people with recent or not lapsed criminal record to take up positions in the Russian political hierarchy. But even if he would be given some sort of an exemption based on compassionate grounds or something like that, he may remain behind bars for some period.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.